It's the Morning Fury Radio Show on WMIC and WTGV, and we've been talking about it throughout the week. Some entertainment happening this coming Friday night in Port Huron at the Wrigley Center. Very cool facility. Come check it out, folks, especially this coming Friday night. There is going to be a Hendrix tribute band there. And with me, the guy at the front and center to pull off a very tough task, but I believe he can pull it off, is Dave Hamilton. And Dave,
Dave,
how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning. Yes.
So, what made you dive in to put this front and center and become a tribute for Jimi Hendrix? Because that's a tough task.
Oh, you know, you're right. I didn't realize until I actually got into it. But once you put your foot in, just go in all the way.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
And I've seen. By the way, you're top notch. I mean. You got to be on the ball. I've seen your stuff. You've been around for a long time, especially in the Detroit Motown area. And you seem like a hard rocker.
Yeah, I'm all that. I'm a hard rocker, funk, blues, rock. I'm a little bit of everything.
How long?
This is very challenging.
yeah, it is. And I tell you what, you've got the skills because I watched some of the videos because social media now can really judge you. Just because of the sound and video out there, and you put yourself out there with that, and I'm telling you, you're fantastic, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've been working at this for quite a while.
How long now?
Oh man, do I need to tell that? I'm giving away my age then, right? Let's say 25, 30 years, easy.
Yeah. What was it? What artist or maybe influence from the family to made you dive in? Into music and do this also, I'm sure you probably got a real job, but also on the side, this is not only a hobby, but it becomes a job for you as well. What made it that made you pick up that guitar and even plus you do vocals as well to put together music and keep making music?
Well, started with my family, everybody in my family, so there's seven of us. So we all play and sing something. And see, my older brother, Rick, he's a fantastic guitar player. He actually turned me on to Hendrix, and I saw him play Hendrix at the senior show, the Hamtramck kid. That's where I grew up and all that good stuff. And he blew me away, and after that, I said, that's what I want to do. So I've been doing it ever since, and just been playing music all my life. But I do this full-time, so I travel a lot also. Day job is learning music every day.
Wow.
And I've been very fortunate.
Yeah, and I'm very fortunate to do what I do here. I get to play music. My daughter can't figure it out that I push play a lot and talk on the microphone. I say it's harder than you think. So, when did you just decide to become to try this foray into the Hendrix tribute band?
Well, I was offered to be in this little project a guy was putting together called Forever 27 or something like that, kind of. Fell through and didn't happen, so I said, hey, let me just do it myself. And I've always loved the Hendrix music. I don't know if you understand, like sometimes when you love an artist so much as a musician, you don't want to learn their stuff because it takes away that mystique.
Yeah.
Once you start learning it, it's like, oh, okay, I see how he's doing that. Then the fire is gone. After you don't learn it all and understand it all. But, I figured this music has always been in my life since I've, early kid. So it's kind of second nature to me, and I'm going to have a lot of fun with it. And I hope that people come out and enjoy it and brush up on your Hendrix stuff.
Yeah, you're going to do that this coming Friday night, May 9th, at the Wrigley Center in Port Huron. Come check out the facility.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tickets are only $10 for each. Okay. So come out and check it out. Is this the first full show, or you've already tried this out at some other venues?
This is very special because this is the first show.
Ah.
It's the first show. So we want people to come out and give all their, all the critics, come on out and check it out. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, you got to have a good backing band, and I've seen on your Facebook, by the way, you do have a Facebook, the Dave Hamilton Band, and you also have Dave Hamilton Music. People can check out the Facebook pages for that. and see your performance. I know there's some videos that people have taken and you've allowed on there and you've shared also, so people can really see how good you are. You've also done some music in the past as well. People can take a peek at that also. But you know, that right there, you pulled me in, and you know, I really want to come to the show and check it out, because it takes a lot of, you know, cojones to try the Hendrix, but to put your own to put your own spin on it, and I think you do it justice.
Oh, we're gonna have fun with this, and I hope everybody come out and enjoy the show. And we're going to be doing more shows after this. This is our first one, obviously. This is the best one to catch right here. And we're going to let it all out on stage and you know, give you the Hendrix experience.
So this is it going to be all Hendrix music, or is it going to be other music thrown in there?
This is all Hendrix.
Wow.
This is all Hendrix. I think we're going to be doing two sets, or maybe one long set of all the Hendrix stuff, and it's going to be a fantastic show. And just basically giving you all the hits, some of the deep cuts, and let it flow.
Yeah, well, Hendrix is all about his solos, and I've seen some of your videos and you know, and listening to the music. You have fantastic solos as well. With the rhythm section, it helps, but man, you really fill it in up there and pull off the vocals at the same time, which is very hard for a musician to do. Well, especially with what you're doing, Hendrix, that's tough to do and sing at the same time.
Oh, man. That's what I said. I stepped in a little bit too much, but I can do this.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. We're going to have fun. I've been practicing every day on this and make this thing happen. It's going to sound great. We're going to kick butt, and it's going to be a good, good show. Good rock show.
So
from the 60s right up to today.
I know it's always tough, but what Hendrix song is just the one that, like, yeah, I just got to do that one. I mean, you keep coming back to, or you keep listening to.
Oh, When Cries Mary, all day.
Wow. So I'm happy that's going to be in your set, because, you know, from one extreme to the other, that was Hendrix, you know. I mean, he was so different back in the day. Of course, you know the history on it. Career too short, you know. Show goes the same there. But, man, the stuff that he was able to put out, and then the stuff that the family keeps finding and all that. I mean, he was his own style.
That's what amazes me about him. He's you know, done a lot in a short amount of time, and you just start listening to his stuff, and I'm going, wow. I have a bigger appreciation for his writing skill, as far as vocally and guitarist. Oh my gosh, you forget about it. So,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things where if you got to take on that, you got to put your big boy shoes on and dive in.
So, Dave, and Hendrix's style was unique because he played guitar differently than any other guitars.
Yeah, left-handed, upside down. Oh boy.
Do you do that yourself, or do you just like, okay, I'm just gonna play it the way
absolutely.
I play it?
Yeah, absolutely not. I'm right-handed with a reverse neck.
So who's the rest of the band? I mean, you got to have a good backing band to do this.
Yeah, these are some guys I've been playing with in some other projects, you know, before this. The drummer is Danny DeWallet. Me and him played together in the band Rockstar. And we've been playing together probably now for about 4 or 5 years now, off and on doing different things. And the bass player, Mr. Rick Mickens, really, really solid, solid good bass player and a cool guy. He's been with me, man, for about 2-3 years now. We've been doing the Motown stuff, a lot of the rock stuff, classic rock stuff, and this just falls right into his wheelhouse, too, because we both love Hendrix. So he's perfect. Perfect for the job.
All right, so this is happening at the Wrigley Center Port Huron. This is the first show where you're doing Hendrix tribute on the stage.
Absolutely.
So, so this is like the testing waters here. People got to come out and check it out at the Wrigley Center in Port Huron. That's happening this Friday night. In fact, guys, if you have girlfriends who are moms, or bring out mom, it'd be a great Mother's Day night as well.
Absolutely.
So,
that place is the Wrigley Center is a beautiful place to play too. So, you know, it's got a little bit of everything for everybody there.
So after this, do you have any other shows coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be playing at the Uncle Sam Jam in Woodhaven, July 12th.
Okay. And of course, you will post your other shows updated. And if anybody wants to book you, they can go through you through Facebook.
Absolutely. And we're looking for management. We're looking for tour management. Just trying to get this thing up and running.
Yeah, because you know, you've seen that now in the last few years, especially that really good, solid tribute bands have been, have been really coming along well. And now, like I said, with the social media out there, people can pick and choose. Okay, that's the one. You know, that's the number one tribute act. And you don't see too many Hendrix tribute bands out there, do you?
There's a few out there. There's a lot of good ones out there. But this one here has got a lot of integrity to it. So I think the people who are looking to book us, whatever, they'll see that and they'll hear that and then they'll judge by that.
So any other clubs or bars out there that want to check it out, they should definitely come this coming Friday night at the Wrigley Center. And the show starts at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. at the Wrigley Center. So, Dave, are there any other obviously there's other influences along with Hendrix, you know, for you to do this. But what were the other influences for you to really, you know, continue your musical career?
Well, again, I have to go back to my brother Rick because he was the closest to Hendrix I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And God rest his soul, he's not with us right now, but he's definitely one of my influences. I love Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck was another one of my influences.
Wow.
And, of course, Eddie Van Halen, you know. Everybody loves Eddie.
Can you pull off Eddie?
Always, man. Me too. I pull off money anytime.
Yeah.
Let's see what I got for you. Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know you had your guitar there. That's awesome. So, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's at your hip, isn't it? As it, that guitar must go everywhere you go.
Everywhere. I've been like just recently learning this stuff. It's like a everyday thing for 3-4 months now.
That's how you get better. You got to love it. You got to have a passion for it, and you practice every day. You know, so
absolutely, and put your heart into it, because people will see that. They'll see that right away. They know I'm a professional.
All right, so it's Dave Hamilton. He is performing the Hendrix Tribute Band. He'll be doing the Jimmy part, of course, the singing, the solos, the guitar playing as well, and his fantastic band with him as well. Come check it out, folks. You can find Wrigley Center online as well and on their Facebook page, but check out Dave Hamilton's music. That's Dave Hamilton Music or Dave Hamilton Band Facebook page as well to contact him if you want to book him. But I would suggest come see him. This is the first time he's doing his first full show of Hendrix at the Wrigley Center in Port Huron. This Friday night, May 9th, come check it out. $10 are it's just a price for tickets. That's, you know, nothing. It's a bargain for me, for anybody to come check out the show at a great venue as well. So, Dave Hamilton, thank you for talking to us, man.
Thank you. Hey, you can also reach us at DaveHamiltonBand.com.
DaveHamiltonBand.com. All right.
Absolutely. All right. Appreciate you, Eddie. We'll see you at the show.
Yeah, I'll see you at the show Friday night. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Bye-bye.